In our world today, if you make any firm stand on just about any subject, you will be leveled with the charge of being judgmental. You may even have verses of scripture thrown at you such as these, "Judge not, and you will not be judged," Luke chapter 6, verse 37. "Judge not, that you be not judged, for with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you," Matthew chapter 7, verse 1. I want you to know that, in one sense, there's nothing wrong with being labeled judgmental. If you're not judgmental, discerning, then you're like a city without a protective wall. You're what the book of Proverbs calls simple, meaning that you have no filtering agent in your life to keep away the bad and to let in the good. The particular verses in Luke and Matthew that we've quoted have long been used to remind people to mind their own business so that any type of genuine inquiry into a fellow believer's life is out of bounds or unloving because, well, you know, judge not. And this is what can happen when a verse is taken way out of context. The intent of these words of Jesus are not to forbid the right use of godly biblical judgment and discernment or church discipline. Jesus is not condemning the legitimate use of discernment or church discipline, but rather, Jesus is exhorting his listeners, namely the religious leaders of his day, to stop being unduly harsh and critical and loveless. Stop being nitpicky and finding fault with others at every turn, all the while boasting of one's own spiritual maturity and excellence. So hear it clearly. Are we to utilize judgment and wisdom in the church concerning our lives and the lives of those around us? Yes, in appropriate ways with godly attitudes. And our text for study today is going to tell us that not only are we to do this, but that as believers, we are in a much better position to render judgments pertaining to some matters of this life. So did you hear that? When it comes to matters of church life, of matters pertaining to life in the here and now with the brothers and sisters in Christ, we are in a better position to judge someone than those outside of the church. But here's the greater truth of the text that we're going to see in 1 Corinthians chapters 5 and 6. The reason we're in a better position has to do with who we are in Christ and what will be the reality for believers in the fullness of the kingdom of God. So hear this, what you value in the present is oftentimes determined by what will be reality in the future. If you know you're getting married in 3 months to a certain someone, well then you stop acting like a single man right now. If you know you're going to be having a baby in 5 months, then the nesting of the wife begins now. If you know that job promotion is up for grabs, well, then you might change some things about your attitude at work right now. Realities of the future shape the values of the present. We're going to see this play out in the days to come. But as you pray today, please remember Jamshed Hadia and his family, our missionaries in Georgia. And also remember the Russian LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Russia and the United States.